In the aftermath of the Sutherland Springs, Texas church shooting, some law enforcement agencies are reaching out to churches to increase their security measures. Naomi Prelow explains how the Guilford County Sheriff's Office is working with local churches to prevent mass shootings in the Triad area.
The room was filled with approximately 70 people, mostly men. Then, gunshots rang out at Calvary Baptist Church in McLeansville. But it wasn't real. Officers from the Guilford County Sheriff's Office were showing a video as part of a church safety training. It was one of four organized around the county in the wake of the recent Texas church shooting. Law enforcement agencies in Cumberland, Davidson, and other counties held similar training. B.J. Barnes is the sheriff in Guilford County.
Everybody in the past has thought that, you know, it's bad. You should never mess around with a church. But now people don't care, and they do.
So Barnes and four other officers gave advice and tips on what to do if someone starts shooting at church. Deputy Tracy Chandler gave the first bit of advice. She says more churches should have a security team. A security team essentially acts as the eyes and ears of the church. Members watch who's coming in and where they're sitting. But Chandler says if a church can't do that, use what's available.
Even if you don't have the extra personnel or manpower that you want to utilize to start a security team or something extravagant, the very base you can do is say, if you're a greeter or an usher, I want you to be on the lookout for suspicious behavior.
Calvary Baptist Church only has one service for the week. It's on Sunday and usually brings in around 275 people. It has classrooms, a sanctuary, an auditorium, and an area for children. Matt Lawrence is the associate pastor of the church. He says they already have a security team.
We don't want the folks who come here to worship to be worried about that, but we want some of our own people, our own members who are here to serve. That's a way that they can serve others.
If a shooter does come on the premises, Deputy Dan Harris has three tips: run, hide, fight. Harris says running away is the best thing to do, but he warns not to run into law enforcement's arms.
I know you are probably so glad to see somebody in a uniform coming in there. I know you are, but I don't know. So just do what we ask you to do and everything will be fine, I assure you.
If running is not an option, hide. And do it well, preferably behind something solid.
When I say hide, don't jump down behind some bushes, guys. That's not real good cover. That's concealment. Bullets eat bushes, trust me.
According to a recent Federal Bureau of Investigation study, 13% of mass shootings ended when unarmed citizens restrained the shooter, which is why Harris is an advocate of fighting until the end.
Making the decision to fight back, even without a firearm, is the most effective means of stopping the shooter if you can't escape. If he's pushed you in a corner and you don't have any other choice, my suggestion is to fight.
During a question and answer session, some people wanted to know if members should bring concealed weapons to church. Rick Stevens is an attorney with the Guilford County Sheriff's Office. He says the decision is up to the church.
I can't say that I think that's a great decision or not, but I do understand your concern, and that may be a solution to that problem. Unfortunately, like you said, if folks are legally carrying concealed, you may not have control over their actions.
That's one of the reasons why Matt Lawrence, the associate pastor at Calvary Baptist Church, is all for having a security team. The team is made up of 12 people. They all had a private training session with the Guilford County Sheriff's Office a year ago. Lawrence says it's necessary, especially in today's society.
I mean, it's a shame that our country has changed or whatever you want to say to the point where we're having to worry about this. But, I mean, we are a soft target in some sense because we are welcoming. We do want people to come in.
And he wants everyone to be safe. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
God, we're thankful that we have a law enforcement that desires to keep us safe and protect us. God, we ask your protection over our churches, Lord. We ask you to bless.